from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh. I did that laugh.
Again, I foresee it as a re-envisionment, most likely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but a lot of people are into a lot of different stuff.
Is it pump fake weather now?
What?
Is it pump fake weather?
I don't know. I think because we got the big pump fake 2 weeks ago, right? And then last week we were at East Lake and it was fucking hot.
Yes,
like,
it was.
Thursday and Friday was really hot. Uh-huh. But today, this morning, a little cool, right? Supposed to cool down as the week goes. I saw Thursday and Friday, like 75 is the high.
The rain?
And rain. Uh-huh. So
looks like I don't see another day 88 or above.
Yeah,
as far out as 10 days.
It feels like we're done with 90 degree days,
maybe not.
You never know. You get a 90 degree day in like early November.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll see about that.
Around here. But I don't know. Maybe. At least for me, the difference is when the humidity starts to go. Because there's a difference between 90 and humid and 90 and just regular. And I'll take it.
Yeah, that was you know how runners talk. That was the talk of the post race. It was like, oh, really humid, took it out of you. I'm like, yeah, man. Talk?
You know how runners are. You know how us runners talk.
The fuck.
And then I was like, yeah, the humidity is what made me slow.
How fucking runners talk.
It was nice. We did a race on Saturday morning in North Carolina, right outside of Asheville, and it was probably 60 degrees.
Man,
when the race started, and it was nice. It was nice. Some high school. No, we just both were trying to go as fast as we could. So I think she kind of surprised herself with how fast she ran. But I took off the get, and I ran the first couple miles pretty fast. Then I kind of
Hold on now. Bizzled. First couple, there's only three of them.
It's only 3 miles.
So it sounds like number three didn't go so well.
Yeah, I ran the first 2 miles in about 15 minutes, and then I ran the final mile in about 10 minutes. So it was fine. I ran it in under 25 minutes.
I told you you could do that.
Pretty happy with it. But yeah, it was good. It wasn't fast enough to get a medal in my age group, though.
Next year, man, join the Masters.
Maybe next year.
Couple weeks, you join
the
Masters. Are you
like going up in class?
I'll be 40.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it goes by age.
It's every 5 years. Oh, so okay. It's like 35 to 39, 40 to 34, whatever. They break it down like that. Now, most of the runs I've done, everybody in their 30s is an age group. Then everybody in their 40s is an age group. And then it's like 50 plus.
That's a recent trend to cut down on medals, those cheap bastards who are race directors.
It used to be
31 to 30 to 34, 35 to 39. It used to be every five.
It just kind of felt like, because it wasn't that many people that ran in this race on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was great because everybody got to feel good and get a lot of people got medals and stuff like that. The thing that I was most excited about was they had Gatorade in cans. I hadn't seen Gatorade in a can since 1996, so that was very exciting.
Do you know when that can was produced?
It said throwback edition on it.
And so it wasn't 1996?
No, it wasn't. Okay. Somebody had Gatorade in their basement.
I mean,
but it was kind of cool.
You talked about the people in that area. There may have been some storage shelters, you know, some doomsday preppers.
Oh, I bet there's some doomsday preppers.
Are rolling out their supply of Gatorade from a decade ago. Like, you guys want these? We're probably good now.
I would guess they had the powdered Gatorade. Did you guys ever have that, like the big tubs of Gatorade powder?
And
you could make it yourself. My dad's
it's nice. Yeah,
after his runs, you dump
it. Have it in the house right now.
It's basically the same thing as liquid IV. Like,
there's been a little bit of technological advancement,
but it's pretty much the same thing.
Sure.
Like, for all intents and purposes.
A little less sugar.
Maybe a little less sugar. Maybe a few more electrolytes. But
yeah,
by and large, it's the same thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Have it now. Man, and they're so lazy at my house. Like, she has, you know how you mix stuff, you take a spoon, stir it up. No, they have a mixer thing.
Huh.
Yeah, they put it in the glass, and it does the work of the spoon.
Oh, the, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like one of those.
Yeah, just lazy as fuck.
So Ashley has one just of those lazy. That she uses to, like, foam up milk to make little homemade lattes. A frother. Yeah.
Yeah, just lazy.
But now Lily wants, like, that's how she likes her chocolate milk.
Yeah.
She's like, will you make me a chocolate milk latte? And I'm like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, just lazy.
Does she know if you kept going, it'd be a mousse?
The spoon. You just click, and go about your business. No, they
stir
got
it up.
It's like, you're lazy. No. I didn't know they had it until he was making his Gatorade. And I was like, what the hell is that?
I always put it in a bottle I could just shake.
Oh, and some of those little shake bottles have like the little
blender ball to mix it up.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I got one of those when I tried pre-workout at one point, like 10 years ago or something like that. That shit is like drugs. You got to be careful with that stuff. You drink some of that on an empty stomach, you're gonna be shaken. But it's kind of fun, get you fired up
with like a fuel or something.
Yeah, they have funny names for it. It's like like fucking Tiger Balls and stuff like that. Like Titan, whatever. Yeah, it'll get you jacked up. Feels like you could hurt yourself though.
Sounds like something I want to take before my next 5K.
Well, not a 5K, but like people use it before they lift weights and stuff like that.
I had a teammate of mine, he used to do that shit at Georgia. We know what the fuck he was putting in his body, but he was real like what's some stores called?
GNC?
GNC heavy dude.
Yeah, supplements.
Yeah, like he would take the whatever was in a capsule, he would snort it.
Interesting.
Yeah, he needed
it faster.
I guess, dog. Yeah. That motherfucker was funny as hell, dog.
And why not just take it earlier?
In that fucking weight room, he would go Latimer off a program. He would spaz out if he didn't get like we max out on days, whatever. Uh-huh. And he didn't get the max, he would spaz the fuck out.
Huh.
Like screaming, tossing fucking weights. Just like.
Sounds like that guy may have been dealing with some demons.
Dude. It's a wild boy, man. He was one of my favorite teammates, though.
But I bet he was strong as fuck.
That was a wild boy, though, man. But like I said, love that dude to death. But yeah, I'm like, damn. They won't forget in this damn weight room. Start screaming and all that shit. And don't get a weight and just like... It's okay.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
Everybody wants to be on that board. I understand.
It just seems like a good way to hurt yourself. You know, dude. Pump yourself too full of some of that stuff and try to do something you can't do.
Yeah,
like at least that guy's a college football player. You know, but you'll see people. You know, you'll see people at the gym, like at the YMCA.
Right.
You know, like, hey man, I don't know. You need to be popping all that creatine.
Yeah,
and trying to do all this shit in here. You know. It's pretty low-level stuff at the YMCA.
Where we got those damn – in high school, they bought us some creative. We didn't know what the fuck – because we never take no shit like that in country AP County.
Yeah.
And they gave us that damn creative. They gave all the seniors one and all of the prospects – and the juniors, they gave him one.
So what does that do? Like, I don't even know what creatine really is.
You know what? To this day, I don't know. Because, like, in Georgia...
It's like a muscle builder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at Georgia, after practice, there would be a small Gatorade cup with creatine in it. You take it.
Oh, okay.
Never paid no attention to it.
I had a couple buddies in high school that played football and took, like, whatever, like, shitty steroids you could get your hands on.
Yeah.
Like, and they, you know, they were strong. They played... They didn't play D1 college, but they played in college. So I don't know, but it didn't. We sucked at football. I was like, you guys are taking all those steroids to lose to Woodinville 42-7. Like seems like a waste of time. Those two Yasusopo brothers are running all over the place.
You would really think that would be, you know, okay. So she is the host. Oh, okay, she's the ESPN lady.
Yep. Laura Rutledge.
Yes.
Yep.
Was there anything more embarrassing to losing badly to someone that you find out? It's like, I know it wasn't like back in high school, wasn't like a term, but like gluten-free or vegan or some shit. And then just roasted. Like, it's one thing to be like, that guy's kicking our ass. He's also on the carnivore diet. Like, all right, fine. That guy's killing us and he hasn't had a piece of meat in 4.5 years. He's been vegan since 94.
Yeah.
You're like, shit.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what, like, if it was football. Yeah, that'd be weird.
To get the ass beat by some vegans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Oh, yeah. That was – when I was playing basketball, we used to do these, fun games with this school down in Macon. It was a school for the blind, right? And so they had a basketball team. And so, but they weren't, like – Like they could see, but they couldn't. Like
visually impaired.
Visually impaired. Not whatever,
full on. Like not full blind. Yeah, it was full,
but that's how, but we were playing them right, and that's how we thought of it as like these motherfuckers are blind. They're not gonna beat us. And so they got out on us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Like 8-0, and it was this one dude. Like I was
sharpshooter,
like, dude. Sharpshooter, like, really? Always. Like how the fuck does he see the rim?
There's
like,
always one,
dude. I'll just never forget. This was a kid. He was going to the basket uncontested, and I damn showed Bill Laimbeer his ass. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm gonna let.
He didn't see you coming.
He didn't see me coming, and I took his ass out. And I'll never forget. And we played him to 1 point. And I was all the way home, and, you know, my mother, I don't think they were too blind. Like, no, I don't think they were blind, Ma. Why'd they go to a school called School for the Blind? I have no clue.
Can you get into, like, one of those schools? No like, clue. If you're just colorblind?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Or, like legally blind, but you can kind of see, but
well,
because
there's, like, obvious nearsightedness or whatever, but you can still see anything that's over, like, a foot away from you, but nothing close. Like, you know,
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
But you're trying to like get an advantage.
Color blindness is like, all right, athletically, you're not really.
That's always a weird one. That would suck to be colorblind. It would just be so strange.
It seemed so odd, like that they just no colors at all. Like it's just,
you see colors.
I know, but it like
you just see them wrong.
Red and green are the same or whatever. Like in my own head, I can't even like.
Yeah.
Comprehend how that feels.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.